Good evening, everyone. This is Bill Crozier calling the Coordinating Committee meeting to order. This is the BNB Coordinating Committee for Monday, July 2nd, 2012. And it's 7:36 p.m. Central Time, 8:36 Eastern, 5:36 p.m. Pacific Time. Campbell, can you call the roll for us, please?
Certainly. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bidiaco?
Present.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Okay. Arlene Engelhardt? Okay. Can't hear you, Arlene. Campbell Johnson's present. Afia Wangaza? Okay. Summerese?
Present.
Did I hear you, Summer?
Yes, you did, Campbell. Thank you. Present.
Okay, thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. LaVarne Williams? I can't hear you, LaVarne. Okay, one, two, three, four. Oh, Bill Crozier?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Let's see, we have one, two, three, four, five, six, I believe, present. I think we have quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Thank you, Campbell. And I believe the minutes are not available for the last meeting, so I guess we'll quickly postpone that to the next meeting. I did not. Very pardon?
I said thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And I didn't send out a draft agenda. The main thing I think we need to do is go over logistics and the agenda for the in-person meeting, which is coming up, of course, later this month. Anybody else have anything for the agenda for tonight?
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
No, I don't, but I just had a question. Is Summer on the call?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mr. Chair,
for the agenda,
yes.
Bill?
I would have, in regard to the in-person meeting, there are a couple of points I would like to suggest, and I was trying to write them previously before Verizon impacted itself upon my computer and me. One is that in regards to our strategic planning, I think that we should provide some information so that our individual members or station reps can be putting something together for the in-person meeting. And I think that in terms of this, the very least that people could do would be to identify strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that they may see in their station area, plus what we may face nationally. And this is something that I think that everybody should be in a position to do. So I would put strategic planning as one item, and on our agenda for tonight. And secondly, I would put progress on the recovery plan, if we can see that from, you know, some indications about that from our different station members. I would like to put that on there, because I think that in terms of what we are facing with regard to the latest audit, this would be very helpful for us to be able to make some statements about the progress, or have some assessments.
Oh, okay.
About
we're
going to
need
progress.
All the details now.
The third thing.
This is Arlene.
Hi,
Arlene.
Sorry, we've been working with CPB.
Okay. The third thing that I would recommend would be what we have in place insofar as best practices and, you know, our implementation of best practices around the network. So those were three things that I would suggest in regard to the upcoming in-person meeting that we can. I know there was a question made about the July 12th meeting of the national board, but I think that we could, look at these things as being things that could be engaged at that meeting, or hopefully people can begin to put together some ideas. My three suggestions.
I'm going to go into details now. Okay, so Campbell's proposed adding to the agenda, I guess, under the main thing on the agenda for tonight is planning and logistics and agenda for the in-person meeting later this month. And he suggested, as part of that, adding strategic planning, progress on the recovery plan, and implementation of best practices. So any objections to adding that? Who was that?
Summer, can you hear me?
Yeah, Summer, go ahead.
Can I be on the stack, please? Or may I speak? Okay.
Do you want to discuss the Campbell's?
Well, I want to concur with what Campbell's saying in terms of putting it on the agenda, and then when it's time, if you can put me on the stack, I want to sort of propose, it's not the hard and fast, like, agenda item by agenda item, because I was not able to put that together over the weekend. And there hasn't been much response. We need to extract motions from people. But, yes, if you put me on the stack, everything Campbell's saying is fine for discussion, but I actually have already been sort of working together a game plan on those items for our agenda, and I'd like to discuss that when the time is appropriate.
Yeah, and I'd like to talk about those things. So for now, we're just on agenda approval. So are there any objections to adding those? Any objections to adding those as part of the discussion about the in-person meeting?
No.
Okay, hearing none of that. Anything else on the agenda for tonight? Campbell mentioned the July 12th meeting.
Yeah.
Thursday next week. Do we want to have a discussion of that tonight?
I'd like to move that we cancel that, but let's at least discuss it. Okay.
Where do you want to put that first, since that's...
Let's just deal with that first, yeah. And then I think most of the discussion should revolve around the planning for the in-person meeting and discussion of the approximate flow of the agenda.
Okay. Anything else for the agenda for tonight? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, point of information. Okay. I'd like to do a check. I think we had Arlene and LaVarne to come on the call. Did anyone else come on the call?
After we call the roll.
Okay, I didn't get Teresa Allen or Afia Wangaza.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so can we go ahead with the agenda as we just went over it? Okay.
Yep.
Without objection.
Let's go ahead with that. All right, so we skipped the minutes. We don't have minutes at all from the June meeting, and the main thing will be the planning for the in-person meeting. Before we do that, we just added in a discussion of whether to continue to have the July 12th teleconference meeting. So stack's open if somebody wants to talk about that.
Okay, so I've received phone calls from multiple members, and I've talked to multiple people. And then you sent out that nice email to everybody, to which there was virtually no response. I do not feel there is any burning passion on the part of anyone to have a long telephone meeting a week in advance of a four-day in-person meeting. In fact, all the feedback I've gotten is the other way, which is like, let's cancel that meeting and have our committees meet and have our motions ready and be prepared for the in-person meeting. So I move that we cancel the July 12th teleconference as we are having the in-person meeting, virtually a week later. And that was scheduled well in advance of settling upon a date for the in-person meeting. So it's not, it's of no consequence. So that's my motion, that we simply cancel that meeting and go ahead and send out notice tonight on that.
Okay, let me just clarify. I don't think this committee can unilaterally cancel it, but we can write it down if there's objections. And
I'm going to send out an email if there's no objections, and I will unilaterally cancel it if there's concurrence on the coordinating committee. And nobody has responded to say, no, I think it's absolutely urgent that we meet on that date. So I'm happy to send out another email just in case there's someone feels there's a burning passion, but so far that person has not raised their hand.
I heard one or two people, and they prefer not to do it.
Everyone I spoke to also preferred not to do it. I haven't heard from a single person who preferred to do it, so I don't think we're going to have any objection, but that's my motion.
Campbell, first time.
Okay. Campbell?
Oh, okay. Mr. Chairman, I would, the three points that I was mentioning, I think that oftentimes these, certainly strategic planning is getting short shrift in Pacifica, and we claim that we do strategic planning, and we don't. You know, I think that this, if nothing else, the meeting on the 12th would help us get started on it, make a start with some kind of paradigm. There are a number of ways that we can proceed with it, but certainly we need to do strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats locally and nationally. In terms of assessing progress on recovery plan, you know, that's another thing I think that would be useful to engage early on before we get there in person, and then we have folks trying to shoot from the hip about what the, you know, some of the progress may be, and we would just be hearing from staff on that, and I think that we really need to have a more engaging, you know, participation. And with regard to best practices, I would say the same thing. I think that we've had some communication about this, but it you know, is something that may not exist in reality. And if we don't have each of these three areas where we are making some real traction and some beginning some progress, I think that we'd be in deep trouble, and I don't think it's just going to happen in an in-person meeting. I think we need to do preparation beforehand. So I would suggest that we have the meeting. Unfortunately, I was one person who was kind of out of pocket over the past week and a half and did not have an opportunity to share this sentiment with our esteemed chair. So that's
this is Nia. This is Nia, Bill.
Okay, Nia.
Yeah. Have we approved the agenda and we're discussing the items? I'm a little confused as to where we are right now.
Yes, we approved the agenda for tonight, and about the only two things are discussion of whether or not to have the July 12th meeting. That's what we're on right now.
Okay.
And then the other big item is logistics and details for the in-person meeting, including the three things that Campbell suggested that we add.
Okay.
That would be part of that.
Okay. So since the agenda,
right now we're,
may I speak on the July 12th meeting?
Yes, that's what we're talking
okay.
about now. So please go ahead.
I would like to speak against having the July 12th meeting. We have many, at least, we have many committee meetings scheduled. Some people on this call are on several committees. If by now we don't know what to do with the strategic recovery plan, I don't think anybody's going to be ready to do this on July 12th. We'll put out the notice about what's required, and then if folks need assistance in doing this, then they can ask for assistance. But having the meeting, I don't think that's going to really help, with all due and love and respect to my friend Campbell. I think we should not have it. I mean, we're just meeting burned out. We're going to be meeting 11 days later for 4 days, and then to have another meeting. So I would like to speak against having the meeting on July 12th.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Yeah, I agree with Nia. I didn't hear the first part. I had to step away. But I think that Campbell should... Oh, you don't have your email. You can call one of us and dictate some key points which are necessary. I mean, I'm looking forward to this period between now... Well, forward might be a stretch. Between now and the in-person meeting, to get things together that I feel, you know, need and should be addressed and whatever, much of it having to do with strategic planning. And so for the same reason, I think that what we need then is to resend, and if Campbell having these computer problems, if someone can resend the recovery plan, you know, it's a plan. There are metrics in there, and we should look at that. And then if it's not sufficiently useful, we should deal with that as well. So I look forward to the purpose of the in-person meeting to have some very in-depth conversations about all of these issues, but it's really good to use the time between now and then to look at those issues in writing and the documents and the things we have produced and see what's lacking. But certainly if Campbell can find a way, even if it's through someone else sending the email, to communicate some of those thoughts in writing, it's far more helpful than just having 22 people go round and round on a brief phone call, which is relatively brief compared to the in-person meeting. So that's my thought. So, yeah, I don't see the benefit of the 12th because we have an awful lot to munch on between now and the in-person meeting.
Okay. Anybody else have any feelings one way or other about this? I'll say something, but I'll go last.
Go ahead, Bill.
Sorry. Okay, anybody that hasn't spoken on this yet? I'm okay with canceling the July 12th meeting, and relative to what Campbell's saying, especially strategic planning, I suggest we just have a little work group, whoever's interested in talking about that. We could do it on the 12th or some other time. I think we could get a little more done in a small group, and even if we're just coming up with some suggestions for what to do or how to plan a session at the in-person meeting. Are you interested in something like that, Campbell? Would that be helpful?
Sure. I mean,
we might get more done.
It wouldn't be helpful to have people in a conference who don't want to be there.
Yeah.
You know, that isn't going to be too accomplishing too much. And so folks who would like to participate in, you know, helping to put some things together, either structure-wise or in terms of content for, you know, our in-person meeting, that, you know, if we can do that in a small group and that can kind of serve as a cadre of encouraging other folks to involve and engage themselves thoroughly in it, then I think that would be wonderful.
Okay, we can talk about that a little bit more when we get to the items you mentioned under the in-person meeting planning. So, okay, anybody else want to say anything on this? Can we agree that we want to recommend canceling the July 12th meeting?
I move that we cancel the July 12th meeting. This is Nina.
Actually, some already moved my dad.
Some are already moved. Thank you, yeah. If there's, and I agree with people in terms of, and when we get to the discussion of agenda, I have quite a bit to say on that stuff. So,
okay.
No objection, and then I'll go ahead and
can you go ahead and send out a notice to the PNB asking them to verify or confirm that that's okay with everybody, and if you know, anybody has any objections, speak up.
That sounds excellent.
Something to that effect. Okay, because theoretically we should get a majority of the PNB to say okay.
Yeah.
We want to cancel it, or at least not object.
Send out a follow-up notice tonight when we get done with this meeting, just to follow up on the notice that you sent and see if we've got any. Nobody has objected so far except for what Campbell's raising in terms of needing to discuss things to go on the agenda. So I think that should probably take care of it, and then we could cancel it. So.
Well, just to kind of set a better precedent, so I know this issue should come up with committee meetings in the governance committee, and I think it's a good point that we should at least try to get some sort of response, yes or no, from as many people as possible.
Oh, and, completely, and it needs to happen like this week. If there are motions, if there's, you know, whatever. I mean, everybody needs to get their stuff out now so we have time to put it together and actually get it out in the back. So.
And there were several committees reports that were on the agenda, so I mean, some of those people might object, but if they're willing to wait until the in-person meeting, then we'll probably have more time then. So, okay, so you'll send out a note, and then we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, are we on to the actual agenda for the in-person meeting now?
Yeah, okay, so now we need to talk about the actual in-person meeting agenda, and part of that, I guess you can bring it up any time, Campbell, if you want. Campbell suggested three items to include in that: strategic planning, progress on the recovery plan, and implementation of best practices, but we kind of need to go over the whole agenda.
Actually, if I...
Summer?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, Campbell's on the development committee, where I am also on the committee, and I spoke with Heather. Arlene, I'm sure, will have something to add to this, because I know she's... to cut to the chase, I'd like to allocate a chunk of Friday. I mean, I spoke with Lydia about this. There are, as a board, okay, we have tons of problems as an organization. We're bloodletting money. All the negative downside aspects to having difficulties. And then we've got all the political stuff and the factionalism and yada, yada, yada. And we basically spend our meeting talking with some version of Trump.
Can't hear you, Summer.
Sorry, Campbell.
Your voice is breaking up.
Is that any better? I'm trying to...
Yes.
That sounds better.
All right, I won't move a muscle, except for the ones in my mouth. Anyhow, I had suggested that we set aside approximately 4 hours of the Friday meeting for strategic planning, development, fundraising strategies. things that I believe to be more positive and that could perhaps engage some of the creative energies of various members of the board that take back to their individual stations, where we could look at some of the upside aspects of things that we could do to benefit the organization, to seek funding for special projects, to find some positive stuff to work on together that would be for the benefit of this radio network before we dig into all the ugly stuff. And that's my thinking on it. I know that Arlene has been speaking to a couple of development professionals in the Bay Area, and I'd like to hear from her again because I know she was still, and she may not have that site, but we're working together to see if some presentation can come in there. Lydia brought up some interesting alternative fundraising ideas. Campbell, you've brought up the strategic planning, certainly the best practices, and of course this sort of flows into, for me, the positives easily flow right into addressing the going concern issues and the sort of the flip side, the more negative side of our financial situation and what we're doing to address that. So that's how I'd like to structure Friday, essentially. And we can have a bigger discussion on that in terms of what elements go into that. It's amazing. We never discuss our programming. And everybody says, well, we don't have anything to do with programming. But we're a radio network. We run the board of a radio network, but we don't ever discuss why there's nobody listening to our radio network, and that might have something to do with the financial problems that we spend a lot of time discussing. I think this would be worthwhile. It doesn't have to be into a political dogfight, but some discussion as to what goes on during your 12 hours of prime time between 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and whether anybody's listening to it would make a lot of sense for a radio network.
Your voice is breaking up, I think.
Sorry. So a lot of positive feedback on development, strategic planning, and the more positive aspects of dealing with the finances. And I think it can naturally flow into dealing with some of the serious things that are not going so well right now. And I think we should be discussing these various things. And it requires getting everybody to get their good ideas, yes, to us, like this week, so that they can be pounded into an agenda. Not all of this is coming maybe directly as motions from committees either, so it isn't quite that structure. When it comes to, like, and I talked with Tracy last week, I'd like to go ahead and do the dinner on Friday night after all, simply because if we go from a sort of positive place, I'd like to see the board start out in a positive place also for the meeting, because I think we might get more done that way, even when we get to the things that we don't agree about so much. So from a lot of different perspectives, I'd like to see us start out in that more positive territory on Friday and move into our harder subjects in Saturday and Sunday. We obviously have all the pending stuff on the agenda. We have been getting rid of more of it, but there's still a lot of old stuff lurking around that should be gotten rid of. Another thing that I wouldn't mind entertaining, whether it's on Friday or Sunday, bylaws amendments. We talk about them, and we all talk about how basically how heinously screwed up our bylaws are and how they make things expensive, dysfunctional, and just totally unwieldy for our organization. It might be nice while we're in person to actually decide upon not a whole bevy of things, but a few things that there might be concurrence on. And I'd be willing to do that. I think Friday is a more creative session addressing a whole bunch of things that might help us structurally as well as financially. And those are my ideas on that. And I've gotten positive responses from several people on that. So I you know, would like feedback on putting that together. But I wouldn't mind coming out of this in-person meeting with an actual hardcore, like 3, 4, 5 bylaws amendments that would really help us and do it while we're in person and can talk. When it comes to public comment and things like that, I'd like to keep them kind of where we've settled for the last couple of meetings because it seems to work. I like having more public comment on the weekend afternoons, allowing people a more generous period of time to speak because that's when they're there. And other than that, you know, we've got financial matters. I'd like to hear from LaVarne tonight in terms of, you know, I know budgets should be information, but they're not ready for presentation for the board. But, you know, addressing our auditor's concerns, that's a big part of what we have to do at this meeting, too. So those are my suggestions. We start out in development, strategic planning type of territory, move and alternative fundraising practices, move into discussion of going concern in the more difficult financial areas. And I would like to see some perfect discussion because we're a radio network in distress and some bylaw amendment discussion because we're an organization that doesn't function too well. So I'll give the floor back now. And that's where I'm kind of at, though, in terms of the overall flow of the meeting. And I figure we've got plenty of stuff working on the agenda to take up a good chunk of Saturday, Sunday, et cetera. So.
Okay.
Campbell,
okay. Let's let there be a lot. Okay.
Lydia.
Okay, Campbell, Mia,
Lydia. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, is it my turn?
Campbell?
Yes. One other thing I would suggest that I hadn't mentioned
previously. Well, this has been mentioned previously, and I'm sorry. Things are kind of flowing together, and the thing about meeting, the number of meetings we've had. I'm trying to recall, Bill, I think you were in that meeting, and maybe Summer was, but at some point within the past couple of weeks, we had discussion regarding the NFCB convention and, you know, other conventions or such that our staff have been participating in. And I recall that we had, in fact, if it was accepted, I think it was accepted without any objection, that we would have a report from our ED in regard to the various participants in these, in the at least the NFCB convention, and what they had gained from it, so that we could, you know, get be able to share this around with our network colleagues. And so this is another point. I don't know where you'd like to put that in the overall agenda, Summer. I think that if all other things are equal, it seems to me as though that may be a useful point to have for Friday, and then it can percolate with folks in terms of what we're able to accomplish Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Sure. That works for me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's throw out all the things we
might
want to put on the agenda, and we'll figure out when to put things in. But, yeah, that's certainly appropriate to say when you think would be a good time. But we don't know what else we're going to have yet.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Nia?
Yeah, Arlene is back.
Okay.
Yeah, it would also be good for that Friday discussion that Summer talked about, the financials, for the CFO to provide the board with at the three-quarter year mark, the budget versus the accomplishments on the recovery plan. That would be June 30th. That would be good to have that information, and if we could have it beforehand so we could take a look at to see how we stack up, you know, or what we need to do if we haven't accomplished the things that we said that we needed to accomplish. That's at the three-quarter of the year mark.
LaVar,
are you talking about just the income statement or other things?
Well,
what you wanted to get.
Right. Ooh. Versus budget. Well, the financial statements would be great, too, if we could get those. Yeah.
LaVar,
the balance sheet statement and the cash flow statements. That would be good.
Okay. But LaVar, did you want to respond to that, or do you want to?
Oh, absolutely. But I'll let her finish.
Yeah, right. But just to see how we measure up at the nine-month period versus the recovery plan.
Okay.
And I'm finished. Thank
All right.
you.
Okay. Well, do you want to respond to that, LaVar? And if you want to be on the stack for other things too, I can add you at the end.
Okay.
But
you
if you
want
to respond to that now, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is week one for the close. So hopefully we will be closed by Friday. We have a lot of interest that we have to do reconciling items here at the national office. So that will take us toward the end of next week, and the meeting is the following week. So the desire is to have the reports completed it's not going to be early, it would be like by Monday or Tuesday before the board meeting. And just to let you know, we received, I don't know if the audit committee received a copy of the final audit. We received it Friday afternoon. And so we needed that report in order to file our audited financial report for CPB. So we were under the wire. There were a number of problems with the system. However, I've been in contact with them Thursday, Friday, and also this morning. So Ross, for some reason, one of the reports for Ross's signature, he signed it. However, it wasn't received by CPB. So we had to put out an APB on him today to get him to re-sign the page and send it to us. And I just sent it in to CPB. So that was quite
and effort. But just to get back, we got the final audit on Friday. We needed the final audit in order to complete the schedules for the audited financial statements. We got those in over the weekend. Actually, I got them all out Friday night to be signed by Ross, and also Lynn signed them since I actually did some of the schedules. And so we have that done. We used the final audit in order to complete the schedule Friday night. And we can produce a balance sheet, thank God, and that we have completed the audit so we can close the books on our general ledger. So all of those items, we should have the normal items that we haven't been able to produce. And we will also compare, like Nia said, she wanted to compare it to our strategic plan. We do have a monthly strategic plan based on what we've given out. So, yeah, we can compare it to that. So that's kind of where we are with that.
Okay, and then to answer then, or respond to Nia's request, so you think you can get at least the income statements out by the 24th? That's the 17th or other?
It will be like that Monday or Tuesday before the board meeting. It won't be before then, because again, we have reconciling items we need to do at the national office. We just got the final audit. We have to make all the reconciling items and adjustments, put those in the database. We have to start running our balance sheet.
Okay,
so,
can we get cash flow report cash flow report also, including projections for the next several months?
Yeah, we'll have all of that information now that we have if the audit is completed, so that we'll have the correct cash in bank. All of these reports in terms of trying to reconcile with the audit not completed is always an issue. So we should have all of those reports. But again, it's not going to be until like the Monday or Tuesday before the National Board meeting. It won't be before then.
Well, Monday, Tuesday would be great because people – then lots of them will look at it on the plane, or once we get to the meeting, there's hardly any time to look at it. And the balance sheet too, I presume.
Now that the audit's completed, we can reduce the balance sheet. When Ross was given his bill, he conceded that that's why we don't have a balance sheet, is because the audit had not been completed. So that will be done. And this is the first week of close, so next Monday will be the fifth work day to make sure that everything is closed out by the stations, and then we have until the end of next week to get all of our reconciling items in, and then over the weekend just start producing reports.
Okay. Well, let me go back to the stack then. Well, thank you.
This is Neil. Could you please put me at the end of the stack again?
Okay. Okay, we have Lydia and Arlene, and then Nia, do you want to go before or after Summer?
Summer hasn't spoken on this item.
She spoke first. Yeah.
Yeah, no, again, Bill. I'm fine. I just didn't want to forget Arlene was on the start.
Okay. Well, I'll put Nia after Arlene. Okay. So we have Lydia, Arlene, Nia, and Summer. Okay, Lydia.
Just a question for you and Summer is, when can we expect a draft agenda so that, we can look and see? The stuff left over from last time on the previous agenda, not that we can't all do and say that,
Lydia, may I answer them?
Thank you. Summer. I'm basically Summer's assistant.
Lydia, I had wanted to have it done before this meeting. That's what I had told people. I've had a lot of conversations since last week, which has been helpful in terms of developing some of the ideas of things that I think would be good to include in the agenda. But we haven't gotten much response. I'll do some prodding. I'll send some messages out tonight to the rest of the board for committees. I'd like to have it done by this coming weekend. I know we've got 4th of July in the middle of the week, but sort of like, whoever doesn't respond before, maybe they could respond at the end of the week so that we have something to distribute, like, I'd say, by next Monday, so that everybody on the board can look at it and say, oh, no, you forgot my whatever motion.
That's the one I'm looking for.
Right. So I would really appreciate that everybody on this call because I know you and I had some discussions of things that aren't really, some things aren't necessarily motions, but they would be good discussions. We need to have how we can agree upon. So I would like to get everyone's ideas, at least, even if they're not, formed into a motion, but to get them this week so that we can kind of structure it accordingly, okay? But, yeah, my goal is to have it by next week, so with whatever has come in, so that there's a little bit of time for people to say something not forgotten or please move this here, you know. So that's
okay, now I'll help you. I'll help you, Summer. If, I mean, I'll put together something that if it's got holes in, we can send it at least to this committee. I think we should definitely do that by the end of the week.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. So just get some more eyes on it, and, you know, there is something that gets dropped, and or somebody remembers there was something that should have been sent in that wasn't. So, yes. Okay, thank you, Bill, and I will totally take it. If the
So it's Campbell, that's an action item for Summer and me.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
See,
for the minute.
You need a 4-day agenda prepare.
Okay. Thanks. Was that all you were going to ask, Lydia?
Excuse me. No, I had one more thing, but that's all right. It doesn't matter. I don't remember it.
Okay.
Lost
I'll think about
it
later.
Come back out.
Okay. Arlene?
Yeah. I want to be sure that I have some time, and I'm not sure how much, but as part of that block on Friday to talk about development, I'm in conversation with three different possibilities for some contract work on development that I think it would be well worth our time to consider. You know, sometimes you have to spend a little bit in order to recover or to make money, and I think this is one place where we do have to. And so I'd like to bring that to the board on, at the meeting. I had another thought, and I've lost it. I'll come back when I think of it. But that one is important, I think.
Okay. I was going to add myself to the stack somewhere. Nia, did you want to go on, or you want to
meet you first? I guess we were suffering from senior moments tonight. I meant to say something else when I first spoke. But for the we did Friday, for maybe Saturday or Sunday. I think it's important for all the committees to have their reports done. So whatever day when you and Summer are doing the agenda, I think we should, if we don't want to start at the top, at the beginning of the alphabet, I should say, maybe from the bottom, you know, just so all the committees report during the in-person meeting. Because we have repeatedly, you know, some committees have not reported, you know, things, and then things need to be addressed in terms of motions. And then during the rest of the year, during the teleconferences, they never get addressed anyway. So we should try our best to make sure that all committee reports are done some on one of those days that will be in Berkeley.
Point of information.
Yeah, Campbell?
Yes. Nia, do you mean are done in terms of prepared or are done in terms of that the reports are given during the course of the meeting?
Well, both. But I think during the course of the meeting is important because there's some with motions that don't get addressed, and then they're just pushed along during the rest of the year on the PNB teleconference agenda. So during the in-person meeting, I'm talking about presentation.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, by the way, you know, in the last meeting, the agenda, because we still didn't get to them all, I kind of put them in order by which committees got them in first. Some of them had been already on the agenda for some time, and I was trying to get committees and committee chairs a little incentive to not wait till the very last minute, like till we got there to submit their motions. But you have a good point. We need to figure out how we can get through all of them, if at all possible.
Bill, I remembered my other point. It's Arlene.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, Arlene.
Yes, I'll send this to you in the summer, but per our CPB audit, we have some requirements that we have not been meeting in terms of open meeting requirements and the announcements that need to be made. And one of the specific things is this very specific wording that we should be using about closed sessions when we announce them. It will save us a lot of trouble afterwards if we put that on the agenda when we get it out. So I'll send that language to both of you that we can do that beginning with this meeting in July.
Thank you. Yes, okay. I'm reporting to CART this week to go out to the five stations, so that would be helpful with your specific language because I can record the generalized quarterly CART with the correct CPB language, and they can just be distributed, you know, so that would be really helpful. Thank you.
That would be good, Summer. We need that. There are several things, and I will be bringing a resolution to the board. John Krigler and I have been working on it to bring us into compliance, and it's going to be a bit of a nightmare, and you, those people who are committee chairs on the board, are going to have to cooperate with this for us to keep the kind of records that we have to keep in order to show that as we go forward, we are complying with the open meeting announcements and issues. I'm going to sign it to Chris, just like we've done with the CAB reports, but the CAB is one committee, or one, not even a committee, but one body. We have the PNB, and then how many committees besides that? It's going to be a nightmare if Chris has to do the kind of work with each one of those that she does with CAB. So we're going to have to get some work on the part of the board to make sure that we comply with this going forward, because I can assure you that CPB is monitoring us.
Well,
point of information,
Mr.
Chair.
An item for discussion, because I'd like to say something.
Okay, just a second, Summer. Okay, you added back to the SAC, Summer, and Campbell had a point of information.
Yeah.
Okay, Campbell?
Yes. This is in regard to Arlene. I was wondering if there are any things in terms of our CPB relationships or new requirements or maybe things that are unfulfilled that would require bylaws amendments, because it's one thing for us to be, you know, engaging what is in the bylaws, but if that's no long, if some of those things are no longer what's required by CPB, we need to, you know, be up to speed on that in terms of making appropriate amendments to our bylaws. And if you would be able to, you know, bring in any recommendations along those lines about adjustments that might be needed.
Nothing that's happened will take an amendment to the bylaws. We're handling the issues that involve accounting from this area, and as I reported last week, Laverne and Efren particularly have jumped through hoops in order to take what we learned from the 2009 and 2010 audit that CPB did and apply that to the 2011 audit and get that into Ross and get him to sign off on it. And I will tell you that I heard from him at 8:20 our time, that's Pacific time, Saturday night, that he had just submitted or had just signed off on all five reports. There was a glitch on one of them, but we've taken care of that, and everything is in good shape today. So we met the requirement. We got it in under the wire by the 30th, but we're talking squeaky. But part of that was because we got that response from CPB just as we were ready to submit the audit, and so it involved making quite a few changes. But those are accounting issues that will be dealt with internally going forward. The other, at least a main issue is the open meetings requirement and the announcements and so forth, and we've got to get ourselves squeaky clean in that area, and that one I'll be dealing with. But all it requires is a resolution from the board saying this is what must be done, and we're going to do it, and I'll have that ready for the board at the July meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And Bill, this is Lydia. If you can put me on the stack.
Okay. Well, I was going to put myself on the stack briefly. I kind of agree with Nia. We need to try to get through the backup committee reports and any others that have come in the last few weeks that weren't on the last agenda. I think I missed one or two, or maybe more. There were some from the finance committee, for example. But also, I'd like to suggest that we only have one evening for say relaxation or something like that, possibly just the a reception and station tour. I don't know, but at max one other evening. I think we have a lot of work to do, and we should try to spend evenings getting work done. I don't care necessarily which evening we do what, but and I was going to ask Tracy if you have a better idea what day or what evening would be better for the station tour and reception.
You have some on the stack.
Okay. Are you there, Tracy? Can't hear you.
Bill, do you have Summer on the stack?
Yeah, I do Summer. Sorry. Okay, well, we'll come back to Tracy. And if anybody else has any suggestions on that, that's fine, too, in terms of scheduling it. Okay, well, we have actually, you are next, Summer, and then Lydia.
Okay, so I'll just address that first. Yeah, I'm not one that's really down for multiple days of entertainment at these meetings. That has never been my idea. I'm fine with the station reception as the only thing that we really do off campus.
It hadn't been set in stone yet. I sort of reversed myself and decided let's go with the Friday. I have yet to see a radio station staff that prefers to have to come in on the weekend when they can simply stay late on Friday. And that way we get it out of the way and kind of already getting planned to do Saturday and Sunday evening as working dinners at the hotel. Because Tracy and I discussed the loss of people off campus when they start running around to eat dinner elsewhere and we can't get them back for the evening. And I know people get tired, but then, like, let's stay in caucus and go to sleep then. So anyway, that's kind of where it's tentatively going unless somebody has a strong objection, which is Friday night reception at the station, Saturday and Sunday as dinners at the hotel, and that way we can continue to meet in the evening in whatever manner we decide is most appropriate. So that's on that issue. On the issue that Arlene was raising, yes, thank you, Arlene. If you will send us a particular CPB wording so that I can harmonize it with the bylaws requirements, and I will record a pile of carts to handle our public notification. I think where you may be going, but I don't know for sure, but it's something that I have raised multiple times just from a functionality perspective for governance, is that it is insane that we don't have a public repository on the internet for our meeting minutes, motions, and things that have passed out of committee, resolutions that have actually been adopted by the board. We need a public record keeping system. It isn't rocket science. It's something that we can make happen, and I hope that becomes, I'd like to see that be part of the discussion with CPB requirements, because it is really difficult with the type of turnover that we have on these boards. When a policy gets, you know, a motion gets passed addressing an issue and somebody says, well, that was in 2006, and there is no collective memory. There is absolutely no place to go for, like, you know, accurate records to say, let me just go see what the board passed 6 years ago. So I think I'd like to go ahead and add that in as part of our discussion and actually have something come out of it. I mean, last year it took me at least 3 or 4, maybe more, repeated interventions to get the financial documents put back up on the website, and then they would come down, and then I'd have to call and have them put back up again. And stuff like that can't happen. We're a nonprofit organization. Our financials should be clear, transparent, and easily accessible year after year after year. But
you still there, Summer? I think we lost Summer. Okay. We'll put her back on when she gets back. Lydia, I believe you're next.
Yes. So I was going to recommend a couple of things. Too bad Summer's off. But anyway, one is, Arlene, I strongly think that the board needs a special item having to do with CPB. Obviously, that would be the time when you can raise the motion, but I also would like to reserve a little bit of it, possibly an executive session. If need be, it may not be needed, but I've had ongoing concerns, which I've brought to the governance committee meeting and questions regarding executive session, regarding some of our executive session committees, one that exists in particular, and how that affects CPB, especially because they're going to be obviously looking at us more closely. Not as just us, everyone. So that's one. I personally think that the Friday at the station is a good idea, but I don't think that every night, I mean, I'd like to see Saturday off, Saturday night. It's not to play. I mean, I don't know anybody that goes out partying after these meetings. No one's in shape. But it does give us an opportunity to caucus, and I'm not saying by slate necessarily. I mean, it used to be that we used to caucus by committee on those off nights. But we have to have some time when we can have one-on-one conversations that don't keep us up all night, because if we're up all night after the meeting talking, the quality of our brain cells and what they can produce the next day is not going to be what we would like. And so, you know, one of the things that's been raised in terms of a benefit of having these in-person meetings is exactly that, is exactly the interaction between folks so that we can have the kind of common projects that we keep claiming will bring us together. And I think the potential is there for that. But not if we don't have the time, not if the entire weekend is around Robert's Rules types of meetings. And I know, Bill, you have offered some of those 8 a.m. meetings to deal with specific issues, but I'm not talking about something structured. And you have to allow sometime after you've been in these meetings all day, that, you know, after you've relaxed with dinner, which I think should be at the hotel. I don't think we need to go out somewhere to have dinner. And then groups can meet wherever they want to, and that group formation can be whatever it turns out to be, hopefully growing, stemming from the strategic planning and all of these fundraising discussions and so forth. But you have to have some individual conversations or with groups of two and three, and I don't think that the thing of just invoking, you know, an informal breakfast meeting or whatever works very well.
Okay. Summer, are you back? Guess not. Or Tracy, are you back?
Laverne.
Okay. Laverne?
Okay. Yeah, on the CPB, we definitely need to meet in closed session on that, because although the CPB guidelines have the rules for filling out your annual financial statements or reports, but there is a clause in there about the CPB, well, about when we incur penalties for failure to report the information correctly. So the CPB auditor looked at the years, examined the years 2009 and 2010, and we will, the first set of observations basically indicate that we will end up paying a penalty, and they will it'll be in excess of over $100,000 more than likely, and they will assess that over a three-year period, we understand. So we need to talk in closed session about that.
Okay. And relative to about closed session or executive session, that was the other thing. I think in general what we've tried to do in recent meetings was good, and that we tried to have as many of the open sessions as possible during the Saturday, all day Saturday and Sunday afternoon, just so the public is, most of the public is more, it can come more easily then, and have, if we need to have more executive sessions, we could have them on Friday or Monday. So I guess what you're talking about, Laverne, is maybe having at least part of Friday, maybe a small part in executive session to talk about CPB and or whatever executive session topics we need to discuss. Is that right?
That would be good.
Okay. Do you have any idea how long we would need for
It's that the information is available to the public, but in terms of what we need to do about that, need to be discussed in a closed session, so no more than 30 minutes.
And Arlene, on that too, just a brief comment.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Arlene.
And we can also add, somewhere on the line, we can talk about prospective auditors for the fiscal year 2012 during that period. Hopefully we'll have, well, maybe we may have some information on some auditors here in the Bay Area.
Okay. And I haven't kept up with the audit committee. I hope they're starting to look at that too.
Okay,
Arlene?
Yeah. And the other issue regarding CPB is that the findings that we have at this point are only preliminary. And so they're not for, broad release. So we want to be real careful, because we still have, they will still be getting to us a final report, and then we have a chance to respond to that. And so we certainly don't want to be spreading what's in preliminary findings, some of which we have responded to also.
Okay, good point. And so the final one won't be out till after the in-person meeting, right? It'll be August
1. I don't expect it before then, no.
Okay. Okay. Well, any comments about scheduling executive sessions? I'm sure we'll have legal stuff to talk about. We always do. Do we want to try to reserve most of Monday for that, for example? Or is that too late in the meeting? Do we need any open time on Monday? Or should we try to leave most of the open time on the weekend and maybe Friday? Anybody care?
This is Nia.
You know, I think it makes sense to me to just, okay, just a second. I think it makes sense to me to just not even schedule an open session for Monday. We always seem to need more closed session time, and it's easier for the public, most of them, to attend on the weekend anyway. and we can have more public comment time then also. Yeah, Neil?
Yes, but as long as, again, I hate to repeat myself. I shouldn't say hate. Hate is such a strong word. But I don't like repeating myself. As long as we have time for all the committees to report. It's true that on Mondays, because people go to work, even some board members aren't around on Mondays for the meetings. But I think we should have an open session Friday, if it's Friday evening. I mean, historically, we've had it.
Okay. Well, we don't know yet right now if with the station tour and reception if that will be Friday or Saturday, but whichever other day have a open public meeting, you're saying? I think that makes sense.
Yeah, but someone, I think it was Summer, who said, and I agree with her, that the staff would rather just stay at work on Friday rather than coming in on Saturday for a gathering. So Friday, I think we should have the station reception on Friday. And then maybe prior to that, we have an
open.
Pardon?
Yeah, I just haven't heard anything tonight about that. Arlene or Lauren, or is Tracy back on the call? Is it, I'd like to hear from somebody there in Berkeley about this.
I haven't heard anything from anybody at the station on this, so I can't really speak for them. Sorry.
Okay.
But same here. I don't know what the status is as far as the station pulling it together on this. No, have not heard.
Okay, well, tomorrow I can work with Tracy and anybody else there from Berkeley, I guess, on some of that. And I guess assuming it's Friday or Saturday, we can make the other evening a public session, and including public comment. Does that make sense, Nia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you saying Friday, Saturday, and Sunday public comment?
Well, I'm saying I don't know yet whether it'll be Friday or Saturday for the station tour and reception. Okay. But the other of those 2 days, whichever one's just not the station tour, we can have a public session, including public comment.
At night, as you're talking about?
Well, is that what you guys were suggesting?
Yeah, right. In the evening / night. Because I guess after folks get off work, so Friday night, they probably will be at the board meeting.
Okay, well, if the station tour and reception is Friday evening, then we can have a Saturday public session in the evening. Should we have this public comment then or have it in the afternoon?
Afternoon. Yeah, probably afternoon, yeah.
Okay.
So Arlene, comment. Back?
Yeah. Okay, Arlene?
Yeah, maybe this was just said. I'm sorry I was not listening there for a moment. Afia would be reminding us that we need to have time for call-in from affiliates at some point.
Okay.
And that's usually on Saturday afternoon.
Okay. And we also need, I guess, the LSB chair and GM or IGM report?
Yeah.
Sometime. Yes. Do you know what day would be better for them or time?
I'm assuming they can handle either time.
Okay. Right. Well, I'll work with Summer, and we'll see what we can work out, and I guess we'll try to send a draft out to all of you before we send it out to all the board. Are you back, Summer?
Point of information.
No, this is Tracy. I was gone for a while. I came back. Hi.
Oh, Tracy. Okay, yeah, we have some questions for you, too, but we'll go ahead, Campbell.
Yes. I was wondering who was going to be working on the LSB and IGM reports as to when they would be taking place. And maybe we have a candidate who just got back on the call.
If Tracy wants to do that, it's fine with me. If she wants me to contact both of those people, I will be happy to.
I'm sorry, what people? Can I?
That would be Andrew and DeMargie.
About?
For their reports.
For their reports, in person meeting.
I would prefer not to do that. I would prefer that. In other words, I will accept Arlene's offer to do that.
Okay, I will take care of that. I actually met with Margie today, and I need to follow up with her, so I'll send that to her. And I'm meeting with Andrew tomorrow, so I'll take care of both of them.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye.